The purpose of this exercise is to make sure that you understand the nuances of the relationship between pointers and arrays, and especially the concept of pointer to array. What I'd like you to do is just extend the 3D pointer to array example in this section to four dimensions. So if you understand the pattern there of how to have a pointer to an array and a pointer to a subarray, as we did, well, then you'll be able to easily do this exercise.